Alpha distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Adelmi with faith building messages for the end times. Stay tuned and be blessed.
The last time I was here was, I think it was another testimony time. And I was wondering, what will the Lord ask me to share today? And the word came to me that said, remember we were talking some time ago about the activities of demons. We were actually talking about the ways, the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil, not the kind of... When we talk about activity of demon, people are thinking of death, sickness, diseases. They do that too. But we are talking about the tricks to make you sin. Because that is the rope the devil throws to pull man into death. The Bible says when sin has conceived and completed its cycle, it brings death. So one of the, in those series, it was actually a series we talk about pride, we talk about things like jealousy. Those are the things the devil uses to pull any individual into sin. Now, there's one particular one that the Lord reminded me of that I'm going to share today. It came in form of a testimony also in just tonight, just overnight, that I had an experience upon my bed with the devil. And I woke up almost around 2 a.m. or before that time, and I, like a visitation by a satanic spirit. And from that experience, when I woke up, I went back to the word of God. I just started quoting the scriptures, quote the scriptures, speak the word, because that was how the Lord Jesus Christ defeated the devil, by speaking the word of God. So I just say it in the air, and I then commanded that any devil, any infirmity that is not of God, I don't want that devil in my house, nor in my presence, nor in my visions, nor in my dreams. So when I went back to bed, I went outside and praised the Lord. When I came back to bed, this spirit came back and packed his baggages and left. I said, yes, be gone. Now, what was it all about? It has to do with what we call flatteries. Amen? Flatteries. You may not know that is a tool of the devil, where the devil can flatter you. And I will give you two examples in the Bible. This is just like jealousy is a spirit, just like pride can come in form of a spirit. Do you know the devil also use flatteries? Can come along and make you and flatter you, and you feel good, and praise you well, and say, well, you know this. And I'll give you two stories in the Bible. You all remember the story of Adam and Eve. That may not look like flatteries, but it says that God said, he actually acknowledged God there. Now, think of the story of Samson. Think of the story of Samson in the Bible. You remember the great gladiator Samson, with all the power to do physical wonders. And now they come, the woman Delilah, that kind of flattered him. This is your power. We'd like to know the secret of your power. It's kind of flattery because he already acknowledged that you have this power. Not so. And the devil did the same thing against the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't say he was not the Son of God. He didn't say, well, show us. And rather he said, well, bow down to me. It's all a form of flatteries. Now let me give you the one that the Lord wanted me to share with you today. Open to Joshua chapter 9. Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 9. Now, the reason why this is very important to us believers at the same time is because anyone that is going to come to the Lord will test you. The Lord will allow you to be tested in all forms that the enemy can come. And we all know the Bible said the devil is a deceiver. A deceiver. There's when we talk about flatteries, there's a Proverbs chapter 29 verse 5 that said, he that flattered his neighbor is actually spreading a net. So you can know that flattery is a form of a net being spread before somebody. Now here is an example of where the Israelites, this is a cunningness of the devil that is not localized to men or women, or it can be congregational, it can be a whole nation. And this is what happened in this story of Joshua chapter 9. I will read through this story quickly and then summarize this story, why we have to be very careful when we have made great exploits for the Lord or for ourselves, and the devil can come in form of his flattery and praise you for what you have done. But you see, the thief cometh not but for what? To kill, to steal, or to destroy. He can also come just flattering you, but he's not praising you, he wants to kill. That's the devil. In Joshua chapter 9, we read the story about the Israelites. They have just conquered Jericho. Great victory. Now they conquered Ai. This is Joshua now leading the army. Verse 1. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusites heard thereof, that's when they heard about the exploits of Joshua, they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. Now verse 3 is where I'm going. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did walk willingly. Willingly, that's the wiles of the devil now. Now this story, many of us that know the Bible, we know the story. All this land, God said he should destroy them, and two cities that will be the next city to be destroyed. They have been hearing this rumor. They have been hearing about these Israelites. They were coming. They just destroyed Jericho. Wow. And Ai, they wiped them out. They destroyed them. Nobody's left. So their cunningness and wisdom, they started, what are we going to do? We can't fight them. They said, their God is great. Their God did this for them. So they devised a means. Now, I want you to ponder upon this story, because we are going to question ourselves. Were they devising this behind God's presence? Do you think God didn't know about their wiles? Yes or no? Yes or no? God knew about these wiles of the devil. And these cities, two cities that were planning, what are we going to do? These Israelites are coming. They are coming. Their city will be the next city. And they planned and talked about it and decided, this is what we are going to do. We need to use our wisdom here. And what was the wisdom they used? And God was in the heaven watching. But the surprise of this story was they were successful. Surprise of this story, they were successful. To con, what we call con men, not so. We call it con men in America. They were able to con the whole nation that God was leading. And God folded his arms and watched it happen. And that is the warning that the Lord said, the importance of my word. The word of God, he will give you his word, and then watch and see how you treasure it. Take the word of God very seriously. Watch over it jealously. Amen? That is the motto of this sermon. That is the main flesh of this sermon. Take the instructions of the word of God very jealously. Protect it. Because the devil can come in many ways just to prove that word that you said you are holding. What is it? It's a word of God. Word of God. What do you mean by word of God? These instructions, thou shalt not do this, this is that, this is how to live your life, this is obedience, this is humility, this is faithfulness, this is forgiveness, this is holiness. Those are all the word of God we are talking about. But take it very seriously. Don't take it lightly. And the devil can come in many ways to threaten, to threat, to tempt, and if he, those are not working, he can come with flatteries. And this is what you see an example with. Because they flattered these Israelites. And it worked. And let's see how they did it. So, in verse 4, they did walk willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their houses and wine bottles old and rent and bound up and old shoes and clouted upon their feet and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. So what were they trying to do? You all know the story. They wanted to show, they came to show as if they have come from afar. We are not one of the countries you are trying to destroy. That's what they are trying to prove. Oh, we heard about your God. That is what they were trying to say. We heard the rumor. It's come so far. Wonders that your God did. Wow, that's a great God. We bow. Now we want to be your friends. We are, they are one of the people God said destroyed. So this is the wild, the what do you call it? Flatteries they were trying to raise. And they did it. And you see, when people come and praise you for your supernatural wonders, you flex and say, I told you our God is mighty. Yes. We just accepted it. But now, see, the devil can do, can give you all those things just to give you a mile. So, see, he can take 2 miles from you. So, he said, yeah, I just acknowledge your God is great. But he said, sign this paper that we are friends. That's what he are trying to say. We are friends. We want to acknowledge your God. That's what he come to do. And he said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. In fact, they questioned them, Joshua and his men, and the men of Israel, verse 7, said unto the Hivites, peradventure you dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? They were not blinded, this Joshua and the men, they were not blinded. They were not fools. They actually suspected something. But they went along in the end. This is what we're talking about, these people are successful. And they said, no, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye? And from whence came ye? And they told lies. And they said unto him, from a very far country. Now this is the flattery. Thy servants are come because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him. And all that he did in Egypt. And all that he did to the 2 kings of the Amorites. Which were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey. Go meet them and say unto them, we are your servants. Therefore now make ye a league with us. So they have praised their God. So that's why God was folding his arms. Well, maybe God actually orchestrated this thing. Maybe God orchestrated this thing. We cannot rule that one out. But you see, you are still responsible for the world. Amen? You are responsible for the world that God has given to you. God has already given his word to destroy them all. Whether the devil comes beating drums or threatening you, you are still responsible to uphold the word. That is all I'm going to point out here. Because we can say maybe God orchestrated it. Maybe it was just a test. But I will give you some Bible verses where God told us, the Israelites, that I will send a prophet among you to test you to see whether you will fall for the wiles of the devil, whether you really love God. God can do that too. That's why I say the word of God is for you to uphold it only jealously and don't trade it for any praise from enemy. And they won't come like enemy, they will come like friends when they actually want to do flatteries. Think about that. Amen. But this Gibeonites that they were able to, so this, when I read this thing many times ago, I've read this a long time ago, and I meditated on that. I said, Lord, Where were you when this happened? That they were able to fool a whole nation. I'm not talking of fooling one person. You may be able to fool me. You fool me and my family and then the whole congregation and the whole nation. Because not only Joshua, I said the elders were there with Joshua. They didn't fool Joshua only. The whole group of elders were fooled by this wile of the devil. As he said, he will deliver us from the snares of the fowler. Amen?
Yes.
He will deliver us, but there's a responsibility on your part to uphold the word of God. The Lord allowed Satan to go into the Garden of Eden, came to Eve, and challenged the word that was given to Eve. And the Bible said Eve started pondering about those words, and then she partook of the meat, the forbidden fruit. So you are going to be held responsible for the word of God that you have been given, that you know how to live your life for Christ. That's what the devil is going to challenge. That is what the devil is going to test. It can come through flatteries also, like praising your God. Because this is what they did. Just praise their God. That your God, we have heard about his fame. Now we come to be a servant of your God. Well, God loves that too. But the question is, will you still throw down the word of God that was given to you for some flatteries? In the end, this is what the story is all about. The Israelites in verse 9, after they told them, we are from a far country, which is the lie, and they said, we have heard all the great things of your God, which is the truth. They mixed both of them together. Our elders told us to go and meet you guys. But see, the lie was that they made themselves look as if they have traveled from a far country. That was the reason for all the old cloths and the old wine bottles. That see how far we brought this bread when we left home. See how moldy it is. 100 days journey, who knows? So they were trying to convince these men that this is what really happened. We've been afar off. We've been traveling long distance just to get to you guys. And they said in verse 13, verse 12, and this our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of very long journey. So they play all these wires, and they come and they got the right guys for the job too. Then verse 14, they convinced this man, and the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. Verse 14 is the clue. They partook of their victuals. They agreed, oh yeah, you guys are, we agree, we accepted your offer. And they did not ask counsel of the mouth of the Lord. How many times have we heard that in the scriptures? When men did not ask counsel at the mouth of the Lord. Amen? Think about these things, because this is many times where great men fail. Great nations stumbled. As the devil looks at men and see where they might have weaknesses, say, gee, I don't see how I can make this fellow stumble. Say, well, maybe we'd go by flatteries too. It happens in all in this, where they said story, but there was a story, there was an example in the Bible, where the Bible said in the book of Daniel about the king of the north, the king of the south fighting one another. He said, they will even give him the daughter of men. They can even send a woman to great men to corrupt him. Bring him down if they couldn't corrupt him. So that is one other way of flattery. It can also come the other way. You can bring a woman down through men. In fact, the FBI, I was reading a story where they said they do that a lot. The FBI, the CIAs, they do that a lot. If they see that, well, this is how they can get secrets of another nation, they send, if it's a man they are targeting, they send a female. If they think the woman is they are targeting, they send a calm man that can always bring the woman down. So through flatteries, it has been a tool of the devil for thousands of years. He has not withdrawn it. It is still effective. But you see, the word of God, see, they did not ask counsel from the Lord. Where was God when this was happening? Like I said, God gives his word, and then God will test the word. God will test the word he has given to you. How are you holding it? How firmly are you holding it? Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 9. Let's read Ezekiel chapter. It's going to be very short and very brief. Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 9. Here in the book of Ezekiel, God was giving this story to Ezekiel, warning to Ezekiel about this same thing, that God will test the word, and the word of God has to be tested with everyone. And God can even test it using a prophet. Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 9, here he said, and if the prophet be deceived, listen to that, and if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. You mean God said he can even deceive a prophet? We can say, well, that does not really mean that. But you see, God is taking responsibility, which means what happened to these Israelites in that story we just read, where it looked like the devil came with some calm men and was successful, God will hold himself responsible. Yeah, they didn't ask counsel of the Lord. Yeah, but God was there. God didn't go on a journey. God didn't have a vacation. You say, well, you say your God is with you. Why didn't he do this? God will be with you, but he expects you to hold his word seriously. It is your responsibility to uphold that word of God. Every instruction you have heard about how to live your life, flee fornication, all those simple things, it is your responsibility to hold on to it and to uphold it, saying, Lord, help me, this is your word and I'm going to stand by it. Then God said, that is mine, shall indeed. Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 9 again, let me finish it. He said, and if the prophet be deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. He said, I will stretch out my hand upon him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. He said, God said he could even deceive a prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. It's another word that we need to meditate upon. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. This is another warning that Moses wrote down for the people of Israel. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he speak unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Verse 3, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen? Yeah. That is a very strong one. Just told us that people assume that, well, this is how you know a prophet. If he says it and it comes to pass, then he must be a good prophet. God said, well, not quite, not that fast. Even if he says it and it comes to pass, and then he wants to turn you away from God, he said, if you follow him, then you have been swayed away from your God. He said, God is testing you. He said, I can test you with that, making the prophet's words to come to pass, to see whether you are still going to obey the word. So, which means, you are not reporting to a prophet, to a preacher, to a minister, you are reporting to God. Amen? And what do you mean by you are reporting to God? You are responsible for his word that he has given to you. The instructions of life. How to live our life. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. Amen? And that is the summary of the few things that I would like to share with you today. That what is the main motive of this thing? Uphold the word of God. The word of God is to be held seriously. The lifestyle he has given to us is called in our lives. And the way he has shown, he said, you will hear behind you, this is the way, walk ye in it. That which you have heard, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Let's read that verse. That which you know that this is the right way, uphold it. This is the lifestyle God has called you to walk. And don't let it loose. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Say, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. There are many ways. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And ye shall find rest for your souls. See, but they said they will not walk there. So what God is saying is, there are many ways, but he said, you ask for the old path, the oldest of them all, that God has said, this is the commandment from the beginning. And you follow that path. Don't let it go. Don't let it loose. Whether there are fears or threatenings or what we call it, somebody flatteries and trying to make you, sway you from that path. Hold on to that narrow road. That is what God is saying. Don't let it go. Don't sway away from it, no matter what the devil is trying to do. Whether through flatteries or through any other deception. But keep to the word of God. Uphold the word of God. Then that is when you are the winner. So when we say, gee, where are all this word of God we are talking about? Let's read the summary of the life that God has called us onto. Let's read Colossians chapter 3 as I wrap it up. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God.
Now praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer, trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus, and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution.org. Gospel Distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.